Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 19. But. Let me read the verse. The verse is just the last sentence of verse 19 of chapter 8 of Zechariah. Therefore, love truth and peace. The context? God is promising to the Jews that the fasts, the 5th, 7th and 10th months, the 4th, will all become joyful and glad occasions, happy festivals for Judah. Therefore, love truth and peace. Now, the word and is probably better translated as therefore or but. I think what God is saying here, it seems to me, that the feasts, he's telling the Jews, the feasts, okay. It's very important, of course, in the Old Covenant. But, therefore, and something more important, even for the Jews at that time in the Old Covenant. Keep the feasts, yes, and they will be a blessing, and they will be happy times for you. The Old Covenant will be blessed indeed, but remember, and what's more important, this is the thing that God says, love, truth, and peace. God is speaking to the heart of the Jews. This is most significant. Even in the Old Covenant, that external covenant, they had to put the heart, love, and their love at the very center of that covenant was to love truth and peace. I believe what God is saying to these Jews is the ceremonies and the dates and the times and these places, Jerusalem and so on, the temple, all very important, yes. But remember, truth and peace, and love truth and peace. I want your heart, says God. Now, in the New Covenant, I believe the application is more than obvious. It's a very different covenant we live under. How much more, then, is this emphasis upon loving truth and peace? Christendom, of course, has ruined the New Covenant. It has actually taken the Old Covenant, and the fathers did this, and imposed it on the New. And therefore, we've got a mongrel covenant now. We've got a mongrel system, this Christendom system. And we stress today these things like externals and places and dates, just like the Old Covenant. And yet, even for the Jews in the Old Covenant, how much more for us, brother and sister, in these Christendom days, do we need to be reminded that there is a but, an and, a therefore, something more significant than keeping dates and times, going to places. We regard sacred space, we keep festival days, we do all these things. That was the commandment in the Old Covenant. We've imposed it on the New. But in addition to that, have we forgotten this love, this hard work, and for truth and peace? Now, you'll notice it's truth and peace. It's not peace at the expense of truth. Nor is it truth at the expense of peace. We speak the truth in love, but it is truth and peace, and we maintain both. We love both. The lesson to me is very clear. Drop this Christendom nonsense. Put the heart, peace, truth and peace at the center. Put the love for the truth and the peace above all this nonsense of Christendom, and don't be swallowed up by it and dragged along by it. If the Jews needed this, I can see the importance of it for us in our day. May God open our eyes to this and our hearts to it. Therefore, and but love, truth, and peace.